Joe and Alex show on radio now, and we're stalling because Alex is taking a dump right now. I'm just telling you the truth.
Well, I don't know. The bathroom's kind of far. I don't necessarily know if that's what she... It might be number one.
I mean, she's been gone a long time.
No, just 3 minutes.
Honest question here. Mm-hmm. How long do you wait for someone before you, like, send in a rescue person, like, for help? Because, I mean, I don't know if you'd go in there.
I'd say maybe over 15 minutes.
Because I would not go into the ladies' restroom. I just would feel like, okay, she's back. Let's do it. It's time for the garbage here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Were you guys making fun of me?
No, we just were talking about stuff, radio stuff.
Whatever. R. Kelly's record label is putting his new music on hold until the dust settles after Surviving R. Kelly, the docuseries. Sources say RCA and Sony will not produce any of Kelly's new music. They're not going to put money behind any of his projects and will not release any additional music until their criminal investigations in Georgia and other fallouts are resolved. Kelly is angry because he's been in the studio recording new music to fulfill the obligations under his RCA contract, which requires two new albums. He's especially annoyed that RCA and Sony won't provide music won't provide money for music videos. If RCA and Sony formally walk away from him now without any criminal charges to justify ending the contract, they will be sued. By the way, Celine Dion pulled her collaboration with R. Kelly from streaming services, which is the song I'm Your Angel from 1998, and it appeared on her holiday album.
That's pretty big. If Celine says, I'm done.
That's right.
Then I'm done with you.
Chris Pratt shared on Instagram that he had popped the question to Katherine Schwarzenegger after 7 months of dating. His ex-wife, 42-year-old Anna Faris, went on Instagram to comment on the post and said, I'm so happy for you both. Congratulations. I'm still devastated that they are broken up. Like, it really, like, hurt my heart to see him announce his engagement to Katherine Schwarzenegger.
You gotta get over it. I mean, I'm not saying you can't be, you know, sad, but
I know,
you
but
gotta
this is
move
so,
on.
It's so new. Like, Anna and Chris just split up in August of 2017 after 8 years of being married. They have remained friends for the sake of their son Jack, but it's just sad. They finalized their divorce in October of 2018, so it's only been a few months, and now Chris and Katherine have been dating since June of 2018. They're already engaged. That also makes me angry because they're like the third person over the weekend I found out got engaged after only dating for six or less months, and I've been dating the Egyptian for 9 months now, and we're not engaged.
Okay, now you're getting creepy.
But why am I creepy when everybody else is getting engaged at like 6 months?
Because everybody has their own pace, Al. Like, some people get engaged after 4 weeks. Some do it after 4 years.
Yeah, try 7 years.
Ugh.
Yeah, imagine being Chase's boyfriend.
Yeah,
right,
I already
there.
Told or, you if I were Chase, I would have left a long time ago with that. I'm not waiting that long, for sure.
Chef, 7 years. That's sad.
Katy Perry was once suspended from school for making sexual motions toward a tree while pretending it was Tom Cruise. Over the weekend, Katy was going through memorabilia with her parents when she found a suspension report from 1996 from her Santa Barbara Christian school. She posted the report on her Instagram story, and it shows that Katy was suspended for 3 days for inappropriate behavior. Apparently, Katy pretended that tree was Tom Cruise and began humping it.
Get it, girl.
She was also suspended for inappropriate language, using the Lord's name in vain, playing spin the bottle, doing the Macarena dance outside a classroom, and was cited twice for wearing crop tops.
Wait, you can't do the Macarena dance?
Not in Christian school.
Why?
I don't know, but I guess you can't there.
Hey, Macarena!
And Anne Hathaway was talking about how she, after hanging out with Matthew McConaughey for a while, will start talking like him.
I've been around him a few times, and everybody just kind of does what he's up to.
Absolutely. Totally. Like, all of a sudden, you're with him, and all of a sudden, you find yourself kind of like leaning back. You lean back, you talk, you know, you maybe don't enunciate as much, but sometimes you do. You enunciate intentionally. You drink more. You feel a little bit cooler. He's just great.
I would love to hang out with Matthew McConaughey.
Coming up in less than an hour, these two huge A-list actresses are competing for the same movie role.
For more garbage, go to JoeAndAlexShow.com.